Good morning, Andy. Good morning, Chrissy. Good morning, Sioux Falls. We start off with an Oscar pop quiz question, a little history. Name the name of the star who received the longest standing ovation in Oscar history. Is it Clark Gable, Jimmy Stewart, Marilyn Monroe, or Charlie Chaplin? Answer in just a minute. All right, here we go. Red carpet, Ellen, the show, the awards, the post parties. I have all the scoop for you. On the red carpet, the best included Amy Adams, Jupiter Nyong'o, Kate Blanchett, Sandra Bullock. Jennifer Lawrence proves you can take the girl out of Kentucky, but you can't always take the Kentucky out of the girl. She fell down at last year's Oscars. She tripped at the Golden Globes, and she fell down last night at the red carpet. But with all that, Jennifer still looked beautiful. Ryan Seacrest and Jared Leto and Matthew McConaughey all look good in white, and you don't see white very often on the red carpet. And for the fifth year in a row, Kelly Osbourne had the worst hair. All right, Ellen DeGeneres. I thought she was hilarious without being over the top. I thought the show was a B+. I thought it did very well. I had five of the six winners in my pick six. Huge night for Gravity with seven wins. The big picture, best picture of the year, I predicted it deserved to win 12 Years a Slave. Some of the parties, I think they may still be going on. Madonna's party, whose guests included Sandra Bullock, Leonardo DiCaprio, Brad and Angelina. Music provided by Bono at that party. Elton John performed at his own party for AIDS research, and his guests included Cher, Jennifer Lawrence, Bradley Cooper, and Amy Adams. Another great charity party was the Children Unite Nations. Prince provided the entertainment, and Charlize Theron and Sean Penn were there. Biggest party is always the Governor's Ball. I really think it's cool. At the Governor's Ball, there's an engraving station, and it's where winners sit down, have a glass of champagne, while their name is actually being engraved into the statue that they just won. The engraving station, kind of cool. And the pop quiz question, name the name of the star who received the longest standing ovation in Oscar history. Clark Gable, Jimmy Stewart, Marilyn Monroe, or Charlie Chaplin?
Ooh, Charlie Chaplin.
Jimmy Stewart.
After being banned by the United States, accused of being a communist for years and years, in 1972, Charlie Chaplin was allowed in. He went to the Oscars that year. He was given a Lifetime Achievement Award Oscar and was given a 12-minute standing ovation, which is still the longest in record. Tired. Have a great day. We'll do it tomorrow from L.A. Mike Evans, see ya.